Welcome to Moms in the Wild with Kate
and Kara,
where we laugh at our wild moments to make you feel better about yours.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome to another episode.
I would like to hear about your wild mom moment.
Okay, so this has been the month of birthdays.
October is our hot month of birthdays.
I don't know what people were doing. Oh, I do know what people were doing.
I think it's like, it's very end of winter where you're like bundled up, but there's hope. There's hope for the spring.
So yes, the past 4 weekends, we've had 6 birthday parties to attend.
Good for you for going to all. Yeah. Did you go to all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sure did.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So.
I would have gone to 2 and been like, nah, I'm calling it.
No, we love all of our sweet friends and go to their birthdays. We have 2 more to end the month before it's over. So we are going to have 8 birthdays.
In one month. Good on ya.
So, this last birthday. And you know what? My son loves birthday. He loves a birthday party. He loves a social celebration. He's a social man. He's a social man.
Yeah, he likes it.
You know what? He loves getting a cupcake. He loves watching the kids get to sing happy birthday and blow out the candle.
He also loves other children's joy. Oh, he genuinely loves joy.
He really gets
people.
A kick out of watching the happy birthday and the blowing out of the candle.
And he is not a child that tries to steal thunder.
No.
He genuinely enjoys watching the other kids have the birthday, which I think is very fun.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, so he's like, I get to go celebrate someone with them. That's so cool.
And also there's like cool toys and, you know.
Yeah.
He gets to play, he gets to have cupcakes.
Yeah.
So we were at a birthday party last weekend. He was having a great time. But, you know, the time comes where we have to leave. The party was 100% in the backyard.
Yeah.
So we exited out through the house into the front yard. He sees the toys in the front yard that he didn't get a chance to play with. Yeah. So there was like a trampoline, a slide, some balls. And he was like, it was hard to leave. So I let him. I said, like, you have one thing. Whatever you want to do in this front yard, you have one thing.
One
so
activity.
Pick that.
Perfect.
So he picks the trampoline. He jumped a few times and I was like, all right, gotta go. You know, because he wasn't napping that day because sometimes he doesn't nap.
Mm-hmm.
But I was ready. We were ready to go home. Yeah. We needed to take a rest and be back out of the sun and
wind down.
Space.
Yeah.
He did the jumping. He came off and then he wanted to play soccer. And I said, no, buddy, you picked your one thing.
We did it.
I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. But like, this was your choice. And just full breakdown, full meltdown, full into the, you know, I did the thing you're not supposed to do where I was like, okay, well, I'm leaving. So if you want to come with me, and that turns like, no, Mama, don't leave Baba.
And I'm like, I would never leave you, but
okay,
we have to go.
Yeah. So he wanted to be picked up, and then he screamed and sobbed all the way to the car. I could not get him in the car seat. He was kicking, screaming. I had to like, you know, restrain him, put his car seat straps on.
Car seats are hell. As soon as they can like lift their head. As soon as they have enough momentum to lift their head, car seats are real hell to get your child into.
Especially because he's still
back-facing. Yeah.
Because we're trying to keep him back-facing for as long as possible.
Get it.
So, and I'm like, do you want your boop-boop, which is what he calls his tablet, his boop-boop. He's like, no! I'm like, do you want a lolly? I'm trying anything at this point.
Yeah.
No!
Get in the
I'm
car.
Like, okay, well then, you're just going to be miserable. Fine. So...
this is the path that we are joining.
Yeah, I have already accepted my path in life right now. It's like, I don't get to listen to what I want, which is like podcasts in the car. So I figured, he's already pissed. Why the hell not? I was like, you know what? We're in it. So like, why not? What's going to make it worse? It's not going to be worse than it is right now.
Nothing could make it worse right now.
Having a full blown tantrum. He's doing like the crying where he like he can't catch his breath.
Yeah.
You know, every parent knows that type of cry. And I'm like, we're already in it. I've done like the gentle parenting. Like, I know it's so hard to leave when you don't want to leave. There are some fun stuff that you want to do. And I'm so sorry, but we have to leave. And it was just like. So
Einstein Babies is not going to rescue this.
No. I was like, just tapped out.
Yeah. You're not going to put on Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and he's gonna come back.
Yes.
Like, he's gonna be like, oh, Mom, thank you for putting on this lullaby. I'm now calm.
Yes.
No, you have to put on something that's gonna help you also get through the temper tantrum.
Yes.
Excellent. Good choice.
So, I mentioned in an earlier episode that his vocabulary is expanding.
Yes.
And he is just kind of giving me more information about himself and his, like, day-to-day than ever. More than ever.
And you don't ask for that report, but he certainly gives it to
you. Yeah. So, he's been saying, like, out of the blue, he'll be like, he calls himself Bubba because I've been calling him Bubba since he was born. So, he thinks his name is Bubba. So...
Which is also great for Stranger Danger. No one needs to know his real name.
Yeah.
Right? Bubba works now.
He will just randomly announce to me throughout the day, he'll be like, you know, playing with Play-Doh, and he'll be like, Mama, Bubba, happy! It's the cutest thing. I love knowing that he's happy. I love knowing that, like, he's in a great headspace.
Yeah. What a fun thing to announce to you, too, yeah. right? Where yeah. he's like, I just want you to know how I'm doing.
Yes. That's so really cute. Cut back to, like, full-on tantrum, mm-hmm. screaming in the car. I'm like, how are we going to get through this 40-minute drive home? And we're driving away, and he's crying, and then all of a sudden, like, it goes quiet. And I'm thinking, ooh. Like, he's past nap time. And I'm okay if he takes a car nap.
Yeah, he's doing a snooze.
Yeah, so I'm like, he fell asleep.
He's doing a sleep test.
So I just
he turned himself off.
Yes, I feel my body relax. And I'm like, great, he fell asleep. Because he also tore down his mirror in the backseat, so I can't see what he's doing back there anymore.
He said, I don't need to look at this either. You know who doesn't need to see me? You.
Yeah.
It's distracting to you driving. You don't need to worry about it, Mom. Yes. I got it covered back here.
So we're driving, and it's about 30 seconds of silence. I'm like, I've done it. Like, we got through. It's fine. And all
which I do have to point out, before you get to the punchline, is a certain developmental stage. Because if I hear any 30 seconds of silence with my 11-month-old, I'm like, she's dead. Terror has ensued. But you were in the car, and you heard your 30 seconds of respite, and you said, okay.
He's falling asleep.
We're okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Because I knew he was tired. It had been a long day.
And he also just had a huge emotional response to something. Yeah.
Yes.
So you get your your respite. You're like, I'm in it.
Yeah. So we're driving away, and I hear the silence, and out of the fucking blue, I hear, Bubba, happy. It was like, okay.
No.
What?
No.
You've just been crying and screaming and sobbing for minutes. Minutes on end.
Yeah.
At this point, we're about 10 minutes into the tantrum. And now all of a sudden, Bubba happy? Okay, bro.
Was he just informing you he's done with, like, the temper tantrum?
I guess so, yeah. That's it. I've figured it out.
He said, I've sorted myself.
I've regulated.
He did. But he wanted to tell you about it. I'm going to start telling people when I emotionally regulate. I'm going to start being like, that part's over now. Here I am.
I didn't know whether to be, like, proud or a little bit scared. I was like, what do you... Okay.
Kids are terrifying. Most everything happy. They do.
And I just was like, I'm so happy you're happy. But I was also, like, in tears because it had just been, like, so much.
The onslaught of what had happened. And also in your head, you were praying he was going to ask you to change the podcast. You're like, I'm glad you're glad, but also I really want to listen to what I'm listening to. Don't ask me to change it.
Oh, yeah. And, like, spoiler alert. But my story's over, so not spoiler alert. But he did ask me to change his songs.
Oh, of course he did.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to know what your wild mom moment of the week is.
My wild mom moment is that I had a date day.
Woo! Date day.
Yeah, it's actually the first date that we've been on since the baby was born.
I love it.
We've gone out with, like, friends and done stuff, you know, without the baby, right. Of course. But typically when it's just Chris and I, we bring the baby with us. We're just very used to it. So we had a little date day. We day drank. Yeah.
I love it.
A little alcoholic beverage during the day. We got a little wild. But yeah, it was really fun. So I think, yeah, that was my wild mom moment, was doing something that, you know, without the baby with us, and doing something like we would have done so easily before the baby was born. We would have just gone out, and this was, you know, months in the making of picking a day where we would have childcare and that he and I were both available. And it was fun being able to go out, spend time together, have a little date day. So yeah, that was my wild mom moment.
I love it.
It's so funny because the wild mom moment is something that's probably so normal. So there are people where they're like, yeah, I do that every day. I just go out without my kid.
No, I think date days are special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels wild. Like, we're like, oh, that's crazy. Ooh, and all the stuff we could do. We went to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
Is where we went on our date day.
Oh,
and it was so funny to just, like, bounce around and do random things. We were taking the baby to Disney Springs before, and we're very planned mm-hmm. in what we can do and what we're able to do and where will she be napping and how do we get indoors so she's not in the heat. And we don't really want to just, like, bounce around to place to place. We want to, like, have a reservation and know where she's going to be and know that she'll be comfortable and know that we'll be comfortable. And this was so much fun. We didn't have a plan. We didn't, like, plan to go down there. We knew we were going to have a date, but we didn't have, like, a planned location of what would happen on that date day.
Yeah.
And so it was fun to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Because spontaneity a little bit goes out the window when you have a kiddo. If you're trying to do something that involves the kiddo, right? Mm-hmm. You can't really just be like, we're going to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You do have to plan for the naps and the eating and the changing and all that stuff. So it was so fun to just be very spontaneous, not have to worry about the comfort level of anyone else. Just be like, what are we having fun with? What do we not want to do? And then do that thing. It was a lot. It was really fun.
Isn't it crazy to think that that was our lives?
the norm.
Yeah.
That was the norm in our lives. We were like, oh, we just do whatever we want.
I know.
That's fun for us all of the time.
Yeah. And now it's so different.
And now it felt like a wild moment when I did it. Anyway. I said, oh, this is crazy.
Ooh, sexy
day. It's a fun little sneaky date day. But we just went to basically the equivalent of an amusement park. Walked around with daytime beer.
That's but it's really to me. Fun. That's a date to me.
That's a date. If the baby's not there, it's a date.
Yeah.
That's a date.
Love it.
Yeah.
So today we are going to talk about, I think we're going to loosely base this around a please stop, which is exciting.
A little fun please stop segment, which we all love.
Please stop expecting my child to perform for you.
Yes, please stop that.
Yeah. So I think once you have a kid, a lot of the times, a lot of people in your life that you know and don't know kind of expect your child to perform on command.
They a little bit forget that they're a human person.
Yes.
And they want them to do the thing that they want them to do when they want them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this, like you said, ranges from strangers to close loved ones.
Yeah. And if you know anything about a child, if you've ever, yes. You know that, the last thing they want to do is perform on command.
Yeah. And it depends on the day. Yeah. So, there may be a day where they are on it, they want to be a little performer, and they're having so much fun, but, maybe at Target on a Tuesday isn't the time or place for them to do that. And that's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
So let's talk about who asks for this.
Who asks for the performance?
Who asks for it? So I think my first inclination was family.
Yeah. They want to know what that kid is doing. Yes. And when they're doing it.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of pressure that we put on ourselves, especially for family maybe they don't see all the time.
Yeah.
In our situation, we don't have any family that lives
super close.
Close to us. Yeah. Yeah. So anytime where there's a FaceTime call or there's we've reunited, we're show them this and do this. And he's always no.
Yeah.
No.
He doesn't want to do it.
No. So that's kind of my first family. That is one of the things where you're look at my cool kid and what he does. And he's I would rather just sit here and play on my tablet. Thanks.
Yeah. I don't want to do
my face.
Yeah. Because I'm interested in what I'm engaging in. I'm not interested in what you're asking me to do. Because I am not a performer.
Yeah.
Which is shocking to me. When my child acknowledges that she is not a performer, I'm shocked every time. So I'm oh, are you not a show pony? Well, bummer for me. And everyone else that I was trying to impress.
So, and I think this is interesting because we're going to go from family expects this, but also I feel like a lot of random people
random strangers
expect this of our children. I can't tell you the amount of times a random, well-meaning older person will be give me a high five. And I'm first of all,
stop touching my kid. The first call there is stop touching my child. If you're not going to walk up to me and say, give me a random high five, don't do it to my kid.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, part of it. I think another part is, it's, the phenomenon for me of when you take your car to the mechanic for a problem you've been having for, months, and then it refuses to do it. Same with child and doctors for me. He'll be coughing, or he will, have a fever, and then the second we get to the doctor, it's everything's done.
They're fine.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. And you're I don't want you to be upset, but could you be as upset as you were 5 minutes ago so the doctor believes I'm not making
yes.
it? Yeah. Yeah. I totally understand that. Also, the feeling, going back to the strangers, whatever emotion you're trying to procure from my child, please don't project that onto the child.
Yeah.
So everyone has a bad day.
Yeah.
Kids and babies included. So if that kid was having a bad day, but they have to go to the grocery store, we're in it. We're there. And so when you look at my child and try to have them smile and instead they cry and you're someone's having a bad day.
Ugh.
No, really, they just don't want to smile for you because it's not for them right now.
Yes.
Or someone's grumpy. They're not friendly? What does that mean? They don't have to be friendly.
No.
They're not, they're not performing for you. They're just being a little tiny person in the world. And unfortunately, I'm not going to say fortunately, and that means that they're not just going to smile and laugh at you all the time.
Yeah.
And especially because a lot of times they don't have a relationship with them, they don't know you.
Yes.
So don't expect that. That's odd.
That's so odd. I feel a lot of the times we ask for it.
We do.
Right?
I do ask, the baby, she does a little cute, if you sing the cha-cha slide, you're clap, 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 clap your hands. she'll clap. But then we try and do it in public, and she just, you know, probably feels shy or doesn't want to do it. And I'm like, why did I try and make you clap, clap, clap with your hands? I shouldn't have done that to you. You didn't want to do that.
She's like, you know what I will do? Clap my hands. You know what I will not do?
I will not clap.
Clap, clap,
clap, clap, clap my hands. But I will give a one single clap. And it's that, I think you're so excited to share with the world what you know that child is capable of. Yes. And you really do want to just be like, look at all this cool stuff they can do. And then they don't want to do it. And you're like, oh, why did I ask you to do all of those really cool things that I know you can do? Because you're just excited.
Yeah. And I think another thing is organized events. We put Bubba in soccer over the summer, indoor soccer. And he loved practicing it at home. He would do all the drills. He would do the red light, green light type deal. And then as soon as we got to soccer, it was like he had never seen a soccer ball in his whole
entire life. Yeah. He was like, I don't know you. I don't know what you are. I will not play.
Yes.
I am good. I've never, soccer ball, never heard of you. Never met you before.
So it's those kind of situations where you're like, okay, well, this is unfortunate.
Yeah.
I feel like...
Or do you feel... I sometimes feel a little guilty.
Yeah.
Where I'm... When I do, like, just to go back to what we're saying, like, when I'm like, clap, clap, clap your hands, and she doesn't want it, I'm like, why would I try and make you do that? You know, where I feel... I'm like, well, how would I feel if someone did that? Like, do your super fun trick.
Yeah.
In front of this group of people that you're not used to doing it in front of. And typically when we do that, it's just when the baby's already in a moment of happiness. Like, at home when we do it.
Yeah.
Already in a moment of happiness. Or, like, having fun, or even a little bit of a distraction if she's not in a moment of happiness. Like, how can we kind of, like, bring that mood back up? And so then when we do it in public, I'm like, why did I do that? Because it's not for you. You don't, if it's not fun for you and you're not doing it, then you obviously don't want to. And why would I have asked you to do that thing?
I think one of my favorite moments like this, and it was very small, and it happened in our home. We'd been working very hard on Bubba identifying his colors. Oh, and I was super excited to show David. He knew his colors.
Yeah.
And so he got home and we were kind of like settling into the night. And David asked Bubba, he shows him like a picture of like a yellow bird. And he goes, do you know what color this is? And Bubba goes, yep. And just walks away.
He said, you bet your ass I do. That's a yellow bird. And you know what, Dad? I feel like you know what it is too. I'm not going to say it.
Just a quintessential, like...
Yeah, toddler moment. Where, like, you bet I do.
Yep.
Because it was. He didn't say, what color is this?
No.
So he answered the question. He said, do you know what this is? And Bubba went, yeah, sure do. Not going to tell you, though. Out of here. So literal. So not going to tell you.
Yes, he takes after his dad in that sense.
Very literal. Also, the other thing that always... It just is funny to me is watching... If you're someone that does not have a child or has not had a child in a baby, I'll say baby, that has not had a baby in a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, your babies are now adults. But you have had a dog.
Yeah.
You have had a puppy. That people will put, like, the puppy behaviors on a baby.
Yes.
And I'm talking, like, snapping to get their attention, doing little whistles, trying to bribe them with a toy to come over. Like, all of that.
Do a little, like,
come here. like, it's weird. These very funny things that you would, and as a parent to me, it's funny. You know, as a newer parent, it's funny to me to watch a person try and interact with my baby as if they're an animal.
Yeah.
And it just cracks me up because a lot of the times the baby does not respond to that.
Right.
The baby's like, this is weird. Because typically I don't get interacted with like I'm a, you know, puppy.
Something that like triggered me when Bubba was first a baby is when I would go like, oh, good boy. You're a good boy.
But I do notice that a lot. And it is that performance thing, which is I want you to like be here and do the thing that I want you to do and act a little bit. Mm-hmm. I want you to be acting a little bit.
Yeah.
And be ready for the... Well, has Bubba been asked to perform and not only just said no, but been upset?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You gotta be ready for the response. If you're a rando or a family member, whoever's asking for a performance, if then the response is they hit you, spit at you, bite you, cry, I feel like you need to be ready for that.
Yeah.
That response.
Here's a super embarrassing moment when...
But for him, he felt valid. He was like, I'm good.
He was expected to perform, and he did not. We were at the doctor's office, and he was expected to get on the scale and get his weight taken. And there's something about the scale, I've talked about this in other
previous episodes,
that just triggered him.
Doesn't like it.
He hates it. And also, like, same.
I've never seen a scale where I was like, oh my god, I'm so excited to hop on.
Never
this.
Been a scale I liked.
I've never been a scale that I've liked. Typically, I'm like, I'm gonna blow by this. I don't need it. I'm like Bubba, where I'm like, you don't need to know my weight.
No.
Yeah. He's like, eh, it's not important.
But he was throwing an absolute fit. And this is more in the performing of like, I just need you to do this small thing so we can move on to the next step.
Yeah, let's go to the next part of this visit.
And so he just was throwing an absolute fit. And I remember he had to be put on the baby scale. And it was a little mortifying for me. And he didn't care because he was just throwing a fit.
He said, throw me on it. I don't care.
But I remember the nurse looking at me like I was a monster. Because my kid was just melting down. And I was like, it was one of those moments where like, you know what to do. We've talked about what you have to do here. You've done it before. And now I'm being felt like I'm the monster. And it was one of those moments where like, well, if he doesn't want to do it, I don't really know what to
and also
tell
it's,
you
don't there's no way to win in that because no. Had you forced him on the scale one that would have made you unhappy, him unhappy, and then the nurse still would have looked at you like you're a monster because you're like physically now having to put this child on a scale and do something that he doesn't want to do. And also, who is it for? Again, it goes back to like, who is this for? There's other ways you can get the weight, there's other ways that you can do it, but it sucks to have to feel that, like you said, feel that guilt of, okay, well, my kid's not doing what he's being asked to do, and he's done it 9,000 times before. He's done it every other doctor's visit, and now we're here and you don't want to do it even though I've gotten you so ready. You're just having a day. That kid's having a day and he just does not want to do that one thing.
So one of the most annoying things is I waited a very long time to bring Bubba out into public during COVID. So he was...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but he was born during, like, 1 month before.
So he was a month old when we shut down.
Yeah.
So the first time I ever brought him out after that was... I mean, I think he was, like, 8 months old.
Yeah.
Before I felt, like, comfortable enough to bring him just to do, like, what we needed to do, like, get groceries. Because by that point, David had to go back to work. So I remember, like, during that time, older people especially would look at him in the grocery store and be like, hey, give me a fist bump. Hey, buddy. And it's just, no.
Maybe don't,
like,
touch my
child.
Like,
breathe the room, first of all. We're all, like, trying to stay 6 feet away from each other still.
Yeah.
Second of all, he's a baby.
Stop touching him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is with this, like, need to, like, reach out and touch a child? That you don't know.
Do you ever, so what is, aside from that story, which is very awkward, uncomfortable, and creepy for you, have you heard any stories where, again, like, random people have been like, I'm going to put my hands on your child in public?
I think it's, like, not even stories. Even today, even now, we were at a birthday party, and it was at my gym, and the teacher just, like, kind of, like, picked him up and moved him somewhere, and I was like, hey.
That's my kid.
He's 2 and a half. Like, he doesn't need you to do that,
and
it wasn't,
also,
like,
probably
necessary.
I was gonna say, and, yeah, it doesn't want you to, probably.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
Like, at one point, he got hurt, and they tried to pick him up and comfort him, and I was just like, psst, like, stop.
That's not great. My dad often tells the story of when I was in the hospital, fresh born, just right out that womb, and a random man passing by rubbed my foot. Yeah.
Ew.
And then Chris has a coworker who, when shopping with, again, you have to bring your kids places.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. You have to get groceries. You have to do things you have to do. It's not always a choice of, I'm going to bring my kid or not bring my kid. And so, had to bring the baby out. They had to go grocery shopping. And a random person passing by that didn't even make eye contact or talk to them just grabbed the baby's hand and rubbed it and kept on walking.
Ugh.
Isn't that super uncomfortable?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you had kind of the equivalent to that experience, but during a pandemic where, like, you definitely don't want someone touching your person that doesn't have any immune system built in yet.
Yep.
Just reaching out and grabbing them, asking them to fist bump them, high five them. Because even if the kid may do it, then you're stuck in a weird position of, like, don't touch that stranger. Yeah. No, the stranger should know probably not to touch the kid.
Yeah. I mean, and so, like, that's just, like, an overarching, like, please stop. Like,
yeah.
Just please stop.
Keep your distance.
Asking kids that you don't know to perform for you.
Yeah.
Please just stop.
Please don't touch my kid in public. Unless you've explicitly asked permission to do so. Or unless something life-threatening is happening to them.
Yeah.
If they're about to stick their hands in open flame, swat it out. But until that happens, I don't, you know, there's not a lot of other circumstances where I want a stranger, you know, high-fiving my kid.
Yeah.
Or expecting them to high-five.
Yes.
And then, you know, being upset that they did it.
Right.
Don't have your pride hurt if my 11-month-old doesn't want to give you a high five.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's about them.
Not about you.
Yeah. It's not for you.
So we can talk a little bit about, like, how do we feel in those moments of our kids kind of just, like, laughing in the face of expectation.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I feel a little, like, embarrassed or flustered. I think those moments are when it's a doctor or an organized event, like soccer or gymnastics or the library, where he knows what to expect. He just refuses to participate. Those are the kind of things where I'm like, oh, come on.
I get a little bit anxious.
Yeah.
I think I feel their secondary anxiety.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, I know this is making you a little bit uncomfortable, and I now feel also uncomfortable for you.
Yeah.
And also just that empathic response or empathy response, which is, I wouldn't love it if someone did that to me.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm in a group and someone's like, high five, and I'm like, I'm not there with you, son. I don't feel that way right now. Yeah. I don't love that attention and that desire for someone to have me perform in that way.
Yes.
I'm like, aren't we happy? Are we feeling good? Are you feeling good today, gang? I'm like, oh, maybe she's not. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, so I think some of that anxious response of, oh, you don't really want to be doing this, and I feel bad you don't really want to be doing this.
Yeah.
Often guilt if I'm the one that has asked for the performance.
Yeah.
Like, if I've been like, clap, and she's like, nah, dog.
Or like, wave hi.
Say hi.
Say goodbye.
And she's like, oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm sorry that I asked you to do that. I feel a little guilty that I was trying to do that.
I, like, often feel very proud of him. When, like, a stranger approaches him and he holds a boundary, because I'm like, you know what? Yes, I've taught him strangers are not to be trusted.
Not the safest individuals in the world, yeah.
Unless I have said, like, oh, this is so-and-so. They're friends. We're friends, you know. But, like, sometimes, yeah, I don't want you to interact with a stranger for your safety.
Yeah. And it's also, sometimes I try to get that point across to the stranger by doing that. We're out loud to her. I'll be like, you don't have to smile if you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't have to clap if you don't want to. Get it, girl.
Yeah.
You hold tight to that boundary.
Yes.
You don't have to smile right now.
Yes.
Even when I ask, if I'm like, clap, and they don't want it, no. Then, yeah, you don't have to clap right now, I get it.
Yeah.
And kind of also saying that loud to acknowledge to the person that's asking them to do that, even if it's myself. To be like, yeah, they don't want to do that right now, so I'm not going
to
do it.
That's kind of like our ideal way to handle it, right? Is to celebrate that boundary.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, like, they are a human person.
They
who
are.
Has autonomy. Preferences and autonomy. And, like, sometimes they just don't want to do it. And that's okay.
That's totally fine. It's not personal either.
No.
If you took everything that anyone under the age of, I'm going to say 10, said to you, if you took it personally, you'd be a wreck.
Yeah.
And it's on you.
Yeah.
Like, they're basically all it at that point. Check your ego at the door and see yourself out. If you're mad that 5-year-old doesn't want to give you a high five, that's on you, pal. Because that 5-year-old doesn't want to give you a high five, man. They're the most honest about it, too.
Yes. There's I love the idea of flipping the script a little bit.
Oh,
of like,
yeah.
Hey, buddy, you want to give me a high five? And be like, you want to give me a high five?
Yeah.
It kind of, like, checks in a nice way. Of
how,
like,
old are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, how old are you, sir?
Yeah.
Random stranger in the grocery store. I'd like to know your age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of just, like, puts back, like, the reality in the situation.
Of what they're asking for someone else to
do.
But they're not acknowledging they're asking someone else to do that because that someone else is a young child.
Yeah.
But that it's probably uncomfortable if someone's like, how many years are you? Like, I don't want to answer that. What does a cow say?
What's your name?
What does a cow say to you? Yeah. What's your name?
I think the moral of the story is, other people's children, or, like, children in general, don't owe us anything.
Yeah, I think the moral of the story is, stay in your own lane and don't talk to my fucking kid. But no, truly, you're right. Like, a kid doesn't owe you any more than any other person does.
Yeah.
Right? If you're not expecting someone to hop up and down and do cute things, then don't maybe expect a kid to do it either.
Right.
They don't have to be any more jovial than the next, you know, asshole on the block. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And if I'm being honest, kids are the most upfront about that, right?
Yes.
They'll tell you if they don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you the middle finger right to your face. That's all right.
They know it's their right.
It's their right. They've only been here so long. They don't know yet.
You can be polite and still hold your boundary of, like, no thank you.
You
I
can.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah. And receive that. Receive the no thank you and just move on with your day.
Yeah.
They don't owe you anything. They don't owe you a goddamn thing.
They don't know.
Just because they're young?
No, what do we do? Just give them life? They yeah. don't owe us anything.
Oh, they owe me nothing. They don't owe me a thing.
Oh, man. I think that's it.
I think that is it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that helps? You know what? Actually, there is one thing that helps. Not okay. one thing. Something I can think of that does help me when I'm in these situations is when I've gone to other, like, library group, birthday parties, gymnastics, and there are other parents who are just like, yeah, that kid doesn't want to do that yeah. thing. So in gymnastics, you know, there's like the stunt of the week or there's the whatever the activity is that they're going to be doing as a group. And it's nice to just see parents not give a shit what their kid is doing. Or we used to go to library group, and I was the library group that we go to because they're so little. It's like you hold the baby on your lap and you do the things with them. But mm-hmm. I have a baby that can crawl, and that baby wants to crawl just everywhere
yeah.
on other people, all over the place. And when I first started going, I would like be like, no, we have to do Itsy Bitsy Spider. We have to go.
Yeah.
Or we're going to get kicked out. But what was very validating was to see that other parents just let their kids do whatever. Yeah. So it's like, no one has to perform. They're still getting as much out of it as they were doing Itsy Bitsy Spider in her lap as they are just crawling across the room and listening to everyone else sing Itsy yeah. Bitsy Spider.
I feel the same way. Like at soccer, they would have us go around the circle and say their names and like a question of the week, which was like, what's your favorite ice cream? Or, you know, and I would always give him the opportunity to like, if he wanted to talk yeah. and say he could, but if not, like I just waited a beat and said, oh, you know, this is Bubba. His favorite ice cream is vanilla. And like, we just moved on.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love that where also there's the space to just move on. Everyone's not looking at you, like expecting him to answer if he doesn't want.
Yeah, and I have, like, the biggest performer kid in the world.
Yeah.
Like, he loves nothing more than getting a laugh. And I love that about him, but I also don't want him to feel pressured to do that at a drop of a hat.
When exactly.
he's not feeling like it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want him to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's how, it, like, in gymnastics, typically, I'm, you know, we do the same thing, going around a circle, we introduce ourselves, the kiddo says, is supposed to say, like, something. By that point, my child is so far
yeah.
across the room from where I am
yeah.
that I have to introduce myself and point and be like, that is my child and this is her name. And she's like, hello, from so far away.
Yeah.
But they don't care. You know yeah. what I mean? They're not like, oh, wrangle her, bring her back to your lap or like have her sit. They just, like you said, they just move on to the next person. That's always made me feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, yeah, you don't expect her to like have to be able to have the bandwidth to sit here and to, you know, do your little thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that thing is.
Right. At the end of the day, we just don't want to, like, steal our kids' joy, right? Whatever yeah. that looks like.
To do something to, what, appease you and the other yeah. adults around you? That's not worth it.
No.
If they're not doing something dangerous, just let them be themselves.
They feel like being an asshole, let them be an asshole.
Absolutely. They only get that grace period for so long.
Yeah.
There's only so long that someone's like, they're doing this because they're a child.
Yeah.
When I do it as an adult, ugh.
You're a menace to society.
I get held accountable. They don't need that yet. I think that is it. I hope that you have instances where your kid is an asshole and you can tell us about it.
And if you do, you could email us at connect@momsinthewild.com.
Or check out more of our terrifying, amazing stories on our Instagram or our TikTok. And you can find us at momsinthewild_pod.
Yes. And if you'd like to share a specific story that maybe we can share on the pod or leave us a voice message that you just want us to hear, you can call us and leave a voicemail at 878-CALL-MOM.
878-CALL-MOM.
You know what, guys? It's jungle out there. Stay safe.
We love you.
Bye.
Thanks.